You are listening to 89.1 FM. This is a replay of Sunday, December 26th live service. Please enjoy the worship team and Pastor Ripley's message titled Remembering God's Faithfulness.
Somebody arrived at my house at 6 o'clock this morning. I'm not joking. At 6 o'clock this morning and shoveled about half a centimeter of snow off my driveway. Someone came on Christmas Day and shoveled my driveway. So I'm just blessed that I didn't have to get out there and shovel this morning. My dog was wondering who's out there, you know. But anyway, we welcome you. We welcome those that are listening by radio. And we know there's a few that are listening this morning via the airwaves. We, again, pray that this service will be a blessing to you as you have gathered together in His name. And we had a wonderful service on Christmas Eve, and the Lord blessed us. And here we are again just to worship the Lord and to lift up His holy name. Let's stand this morning. And we are going to open up in a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you that you have brought us together one more time. Lord, just to lift up your holy name, to magnify your holy name. And Lord, we are here today, Father, because we love you, because we desire to praise you and to worship you. So, Father, I pray a blessing on this service today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I had sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Thoughts of joy o'er my soul. Like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart. I have ceased from my wandering and going astray, since Jesus came into my heart. And my sins, which were many, are all washed away, since Jesus came into my heart. Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy on my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I'm possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure. Since Jesus came into clouds of doubt, now my pathway obscure, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy on my soul. Of the city beyond I can see, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart. Shall go there to dwell in that city. so happy as onward I go, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy on my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Amen. Aren't you glad he's living inside of us today? Amen. Praise your name, Lord.
Come, let us worship our King. Come, let us bow at His feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how His love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things. Hallelujah, God, above it all.
To be a sanctuary.
this morning, and let's sing it again.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
I'll be a living sanctuary.
Such a beautiful chorus.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving.
Amen. You may be seated this morning. Good to see so many out on this Boxing Day holiday. Just want to remind you of a few announcements. Let's continue to pray for Brother Russ. He's normally up in the studio. He's coming home today. Yes, that is a hallelujah, because that's a miracle. He broke every rib except for five. He broke his collarbone. He had a punctured lung, along with a lot of bruises, and he's been in the Trail Hospital for the last week or so, and the doctors are amazed at how fast he has recovered, and so we have to thank the Lord for that this morning. And we're praying for Linda that the Lord would just bless her and strengthen her. So he's coming by ambulance back home. I don't know if you realize what happened, but his quad, he drove it over a cliff as he was shoveling his driveway. So there's some dangerous areas of his home, and one of them is the driveway, and that's what happened to him. So he's blessed to be alive this morning. Out of the clutches of death, he survived. And we thank God for that today. So hopefully, we'll be talking to Linda today, and we're going to be looking to you as the congregation to help us to minister to him and his family during this time. So please keep that in mind. There's a tithes and offering box available for donations as you enter the sanctuary. We want to thank those that have engaged with the e-transfer, and that is definitely helping. I want to remind you that on New Year's Eve, we are going to be having a time of praise and prayer beginning at 7 o'clock. Now, I'm not saying we're going to be praying all the way through to midnight, but we are going to be taking some time at 7 o'clock just to come together and praise and worship the Lord. And we're inviting other congregations in our town, whether you're meeting in a home or whether you're meeting in a building. We just want to come together and pray and worship the Lord. So please keep that in mind. Also, for those that have been listening to Grace Christian Radio, I don't know if you noticed the nice ad in the Fun Pape. How many get the Fun Pape? It's a beautiful ad for our radio station, and we're thankful for it. If you are interested in listening to this and that, it's Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and rebroadcast Thursdays at 7 p.m. And there are other episodes that are available on the website, and I just want to thank Deanna for all the work that she's doing to upgrade the website. It's a real blessing to be able to go on and get all the information that you need for the radio station and everything else that's happening in Grace Christian Fellowship. So please keep that in mind. Also, if you have a favorite song, Christian, of course, please send it to the email, the radio station email. Please keep that in mind. Also, how many know that people have lost their jobs during these mandates? Come on, how many know people have lost their jobs? And we're concerned about that. This past Wednesday, one of the community groups had a Christmas dinner for those that have lost their jobs. I think about 60 people showed up, and we blessed those that participated. How many know that nurses lost their jobs? Those that are working in nursing homes and long-term care homes have lost their jobs. And beginning in January, we are going to avail the radio station to give them an opportunity to tell their story. Because we're only hearing one side of the story from most of the media, and it's like those people have just disappeared off the face of the planet. Well, they haven't. And some of them are struggling and going through difficulties. And so we want to provide opportunity for them to share their story. I think we have about 15 people, 15 or 16, something around that amount, that are willing to share their story. So each episode of This and That, beginning in January, we're going to have two of those individuals share their story. Some of you have been wondering about the ticket that I received back in January of 2021. I did receive a ticket simply for having a prayer meeting. Do you remember that? I know many of you are new, but we did receive one. And we had a court date in September that was moved to October. We had one in October, it was moved to November. And we had one in November, it was moved to December. And now it's moved to February. And it could be April. So I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen there, but we're just believing that we're going to get it all straight away and cleared up. So just keep those things in mind. We want to continue to pray for Rose. In the passing of Tom, we had a wonderful funeral on Wednesday. Just a blessing to be able to commemorate his life. Tom, many of you know him. And how many know he's with the Lord? How many know he's with the Lord? And we thank God that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Rose, we're praying for you and for your family, that God would continue to strengthen you during this very difficult time. So praise the Lord. Well, we're going to sing a song, give you a chance to stand, move around, greet someone today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let's...
see,
and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. And bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love. There is only one God. There is only one King. There is only one body. That is why we sing. Bind us together,
amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, musicians. Amen. Let's show our appreciation for the work that they do. God bless them this morning. Hallelujah. I believe Children's Church will be starting January the 9th. January the 9th. So we'll be having Children's Church, and we thank those that are involved in that, preparing themselves. Well, if you have your Bibles today, I'm going to go to your favorite book, Lamentations. Lamentations. Chapter 3. Lamentations. Chapter 3. And this morning I want to talk about remembering God's faithfulness. Remembering God's faithfulness. And as we look back over 2021, we have to say that God has shown himself faithful. Amen? It may have appeared that at times we wondered where God was, but he always shows up on time. He always shows up on time. Father, I thank you this morning for your precious word. And I pray this morning that you will speak to us by your Holy Spirit. Lord, as the word is preached, as the word is taught, that it would find a resting place in our hearts and minds and spirits in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray against the work of the enemy. We pray against the devices of the enemy. I pray, O God, that your people would not fall asleep at this time, but Lord, you would continue to stir them up to righteousness, that you would stir them up to prayer. Come on, somebody, that someone would call out to God. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you this morning that prayer changes things. Lord, as we pray, as we seek your face, Lord, our hearts are transformed and changed by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Got my hallelujah corner back. Praise the Lord. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. Through the Lord's mercies. I want to slow it right down this morning. Through the Lord's mercies. You're here this morning. If it wasn't for the mercy of God, where would we be? He has abundantly poured out his mercy upon us even daily. Yes. The Bible says, because of his mercy, we are not consumed. The enemy wants to destroy us. God wants to lift us up and encourage us, hallelujah, and pour into us of his Holy Spirit. We are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Hallelujah. Every day that you wake up, his mercy and his compassion is available to each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody ought to praise the Lord this morning. Every morning. And then the verse ends in verse 23. Great is your faithfulness. God is not just faithful in the sense of normal faithfulness. He is the great one. Hallelujah. Who is great in faithfulness? Other people may give up on us. Other individuals may let us down. But God never does. He who has begun a good work in you is going to complete it, says the Lord. He's going to complete it. And he's going to use every available resource to see that work done in your life and in my life. We may not like it at the time. All the things that have happened in the last 2 years, we might not like what's happening. We might not like the methods God's allowing, but somehow in the midst of it all, God is transforming our lives into the very image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I know that all of us have said, you know, Lord, that's enough. How many have ever said that to the Lord? Lord, that's enough. I've had enough. And God says, you know what? I'm not finished yet. I'm not finished yet. He's got to get rid of all of us so that he can reign in our lives. That's exactly what John said, that I may decrease, that he may increase. Hallelujah. Less of us and more of him. Less of what we want and more of what His will is. Hallelujah. God has to grind the old flesh out of us until it dies on that rugged cross. Hallelujah. So that His mighty power can flow in and through our lives. Oh, glory to God. You know, that's not an easy process. But the Bible says, and Paul said it, he says, I die daily. But God is faithful. What does it mean to be faithful? It's the fact or quality of being true to one's word or commitments. That's what it means to be faithful. Whatever God says, He delivers. How many know that's true? Whatever God says comes to pass. Whatever God decrees happens. It may not be in our timing or when we would like it to happen, but in God's perfect will, it is going to be displayed before your very eyes. Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you so that you're not shaken by the things that happen in life. You know, people get shaken by the experiences that they have, and they start to drift away from the Lord. God wants to bring you to a point where that doesn't happen anymore. You're established firm in your faith that nothing is going to move you. Hallelujah. Nothing. You know, I've had to make a lot of decisions in life. And for those here that have pastored, you know what I'm talking about. It's not an easy road. And there are decisions that have to be made even on a daily basis that no matter what wind blows, no matter how hot the fire, no matter how deep the river, you're going forward under the power of the Holy Spirit, and you're not going to let go of God. Say, Pastor, what are you all worked up about today? I've been in prayer. I've been in His Word. And He's speaking volumes to me. Someone said to me, is it all over, Pastor, with the Omicron? Is that it? Is it finished? It's not finished. God is still preparing us for what's coming. The Bible says the Lord is faithful, who will establish you, and listen to this, and guard you from the evil one. How many know you have an enemy? Now, I don't know if you've ever watched the Chronicles of Narnia. How many have ever watched the Chronicles of Narnia? By C.S. Lewis. The purpose of these chronicles was not really for us, but the purpose of these books were to help children, through imagery, understand the gospel. That was the whole purpose behind them. And they went from books into movies. And there's one scene that really stuck with me. And it was a little girl named Lucy. How many remember Lucy in that movie? And there she is standing alone with the only thing in front of her was a bridge. And on the other side of that bridge was a vast army. So there she is standing with her little dagger, with only a bridge separating her from this vast army approaching the bridge. And the captain of the army looks across the bridge, and all he sees is a little girl with a tiny dagger, and she brings it out and just does this. And of course, the captain is wondering, you know, why is she there with this little dagger? And here we are with this vast army. She doesn't have a chance. And friends, that's you and I. Apart from God, we don't have a chance. All we are is standing there with our little dagger. But suddenly, a lion approaches this little girl. And of course, it's a depiction of the lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you get the picture this morning? And he approaches the little girl, and there she is standing with this enormous lion. And the army looks down and sees a little girl with a little dagger and a lion. But that lion is a depiction of who is within us, who is surrounding us, round and about us. And in that little depiction, that lion opens up his mouth and begins to roar. And when he began to roar, the very foundations of that bridge began to shake. Are you hearing me today? The voice of the Lord is like the foundations of the earth being shaken. Hallelujah. Friends, let me tell you something. We have the Lion of the tribe of Judah standing with us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And when he opens his mouth and begins to roar, there's not a devil in hell. Glory to God. There's not a demon that can stand against us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that's within me than he that is within the world. You know, I meditated on that this morning, and I thought to myself, there's so many situations where we feel belittled by the devil to the point that we're just standing there with our little weapon. What is going to happen next? But when God's on your side, you're a majority. When God fights for you, you are going to win. Maybe not in the way you think, but God is the God of victory. And I hear the shout of a king. And I hear the roar of a lion this morning over the house of God. When Jesus died on that cross, the demons said, you know what, we finally won. But little did they realize that his death was the mode of victory for us in the name of Jesus. And he overcame him by his cross, hallelujah, by the shedding of his blood. He has won the victory, and that victory has become our victory. I'm going to step out on a limb, a very thin limb, and I'm going to say that nothing happens unless God allows it. And the devil is just a tool in the hands of God Almighty. And if God chooses at any moment to step into divine history, as Pastor Gordon was preaching just last Sunday, if God decides to invade this earth, there's nothing the devil can do about it. And if he decides to invade your life and invade your situation and turn the tables on the devil, there's nothing that Satan can do about it. Because everything that happens to us is for a purpose and for a reason. Psalm 91, just reading two verses. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. Where do we go when trouble hits? We go to God. Where do we go when difficulty comes our way? We go to God. He is my refuge and here my fortress. Ever been in a fort? The walls surrounding. That's what God is for us, folks. Nothing is going to penetrate those walls unless it's in the plan and purpose of God Almighty. Hallelujah. And if He allows it, there's a reason, hallelujah, to show forth His power and His glory. Satan wants to convince us that we are weak, feeble, and only destined to destruction. But that's not God's plan. The Bible says we're more than overcomers. We're not just overcomers, we're more than overcomers. My God, in Him I will trust. Boy, that's a hard one. To trust the Lord. When all hell is breaking out around us. But what do? We run to the Lord who is our refuge. We come to God who is our fortress. We take comfort in being in His presence. You know, you probably already know this, but I grew up in Pentecost. Oh, that's not a shock to anybody here. And there were times when the presence of God would come into that church where I grew up, and people began to cry and weep because His presence was so real. And friends, when you're in His presence, all your problems run away. Are you hearing me? They dissolve away when you're in the presence of God, because He gets bigger and bigger and your problems get smaller and smaller and smaller. Hallelujah. When you taste and see that the Lord is good, you begin to realize, you know what? What have I been worrying about? What have I been fretting about? God is in control. Hallelujah. He sits enthroned in power. Hallelujah. Whom shall I fear? God, that roaring lion, is standing beside me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, there have been times in my life where I thought, this is it. It's curtains. It's over. It's finished. I don't know how God is going to get me out of this one. But somehow the Lord begins to orchestrate something glorious, something powerful, something beyond our own imagination. And he begins to lift you out of that pit and set you, hallelujah, on a solid foundation. Glory to God, hallelujah. It doesn't matter how far into the pit you are, God's arm is not shortened that it cannot save. The psalmist says, my God, in him I will trust. Your story's not finished yet. I said, your story is not finished yet. God hasn't said the end yet. Hallelujah. There's still something he wants to show you. There's something he wants to reveal to you. Glory be to God. There's something that he wants to bring to your attention in this hour. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. Paul speaking here. But the Lord stood with me. Paul faced so many persecutions. He was stoned. They thought he was dead. He was shipwrecked. He was beaten with rods, left to die. But here towards the end of his life, this is what he says. But the Lord stood with me. Friends, even in death, the Lord stands with you. Are you hearing me? Even as you face death, if that comes your way, the Lord does not depart from you. He's with you every moment of every day till the bitter end. And then he takes you to heaven. He said, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me so that the message might be preached fully through me and that all the Gentiles might hear. And also I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Did you know that they fed Christians to the lions? And Paul was going to be one of them. But somehow God intervened and said, no, that's not what's going to happen to you. He said he's delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And here the lion is not the depiction of the lion of the tribe of Judah, but Satan himself who roams to and fro seeking whom he may devour. But look what he says in verse 18. And the Lord will promise, deliver me from every evil work. Whatever Satan has designed for you, God has a better design. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, the Lord will deliver me from every evil work. Even as my life ebbs away, Satan is not going to have the last laugh. God is going to preserve me. Hallelujah. You know why we're having so much problem in the land? It's not because of the coronavirus. It's because we've rejected God. We've said we can do it. We have the technology. Do you remember when they said two shots are enough? Two shots are enough. Now, two shots are not enough. You got to have a booster. And in Israel, they're saying, you know what? Two shots and a booster is not enough. You've got to have a fourth booster. Friends, the way out of this pandemic is not through a vaccine. And I'm not against vaccines if you choose to take one. That's your choice. But the way out of this is coming back to God. Coming back to the Lord and saying, God, help us. We're in a crisis. We need God to come to our school systems and to our children. Only God can get us out of this. And I'm not against medical treatment. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. All I'm saying is, ultimately, it's only God that can provide the wisdom that we need, the strength that we need, the abilities that we need to bring us forth. Paul says, He's the one that's going to preserve me for His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. I want to say this morning that God is faithful. We can put our full trust in Him. Don't take your eyes off of Jesus. Because He's the author and the finisher of your faith. Satan wants you to take your eyes off of Jesus and begin to look at all the situations around you, all the difficulties you're facing, everything that's coming into your life to try to drown you and to keep you from enjoying the fulfillment of knowing the Lord. My wife said to me the other day, how many know that our wives talk to us? She said to me, she said, where's your joy? You know, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. But I was getting my eyes on all the situations that are happening all around. And I had taken my eyes off of Jesus. And when you take your eyes off of Jesus, you can't have joy. You got to keep them fixed on Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I don't know what you're facing this morning. Only God does. But if you're trying to find your own solution, you're going to fail. If you're going to try to discover, how am I going to get myself out of this mess? You're going to fail. But if you fall on your knees and say, God, You're the faithful one. I'm depending on You today. I'm looking to You today to get me out of this. I don't know how You're going to do it. I don't know what method You're going to use. But I'm putting my full and complete trust in You that somehow, some way, You're going to part the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Whatever it takes, God, You're going to do it. And let me tell you something. God can do more in one divine moment than all our fleshly attempts over an entire lifetime. Are you hearing me today? God can take someone's heart that's stony and you say, there's no way in the world they can ever be saved. And in one divine moment, God can give them a heart of flesh. Hallelujah! Glory to God! You say, well, what are you talking about? The Apostle Paul. In one divine moment, his heart was changed from putting Christians to prison to serving the Lord. In one divine moment, God changed everything, where the Apostle Paul said, Lord, what do You want me to do? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't give up. God is at work. Oh, hallelujah. Here we are, coming to the end now, hopefully. Here we are, the very end of 2021, should the Lord tarry, what's going to happen? Let's just follow His leading. He's got all things under control. Glory to God. I don't know. You say, when's the rapture going to happen? I don't know for sure when. When's the tribulation going to start? I don't know for sure. All I know is be ready. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes fixed on Him. Hallelujah. He has a plan. Let's cling to that plan and let it unfold before our very eyes. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Are you ready for an adventure?
Amen.
That lion of the tribe of Judah is about to roar over your life, over this church, over this community. You know, I'm getting calls from people from Ontario saying, we want to move to Creston. I'm serious. There's something special about this valley. I don't know all the details, but there's God is about to roar over this valley in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you ready? Are you ready for what God is going to do in this house? Let's bow together in prayer. Father, we just thank You this morning for the work of the Holy Spirit. Father, we recognize that in our own strength, we can accomplish nothing that's lasting, fruitful. We need You in every detail of our lives, from the rising up to the going down of the same. Lord, we need You. We hunger for You. We thirst for You. And Lord, we're asking, Lord, all we are, we're like little children standing against a vast army with just a little dagger. Lord, we need the Lion of the tribe of Judah to come to show forth to us Your mighty power. Lord, there are people that need to get delivered in this valley. There are people that are bound by sin and darkness that need to be delivered, Lord. We can't do it. We need Your power. People that are sick and afflicted, the end of their rope, Lord, they need You. They need to see and know that You are not a God of the dead, but You're a God of the living. We pray over this valley right now, over every child, over every teenager, every young adult, every man, woman. Lord, we pray over them that You would take the scales off of their eyes. Can you pray with me this morning? Lord, that You would take the scales off of their eyes, that they would see the glorious light of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I just pray today for every pastor in this town that You would strengthen us, every home group leader, every individual, Lord, that feels called of You, that, Father, You would do a fresh work. Bring a unity like we've never experienced before, where it's no longer about our church, but it's about You. Oh God, do that work, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. and amen. I want us to sing an old song. And I don't know if you guys know that. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Glory to God. I'm not trying to make you Pentecostal. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit do that. It's not about a denomination, folks. It's about the Lord. Just falling in love with Jesus. That's all what it's all about. Praise God. Let's stand this morning and let's sing this little song. It has a lot of truth in it.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. When we stand in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have the victory.
You're singing this morning.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. When we stand in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. When we stand in the name of Jesus, tell me who can stand before us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have the victory.
Give him praise today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you this morning. Just turn around, greet someone as you head off today. How many are glad you came to church? Glory to God. God bless you this morning.
Thank you for joining us this Sunday morning for our live broadcast. This is DJ Adam signing off. Have a blessed and wonderful day. God bless.